رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
گپ شپ بند ہوگی تب نماز شروع ہوگی ان شاء اللہ. اللہ اکبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
چندہ جامعۃ الکوثر الاسلامیہ غازی آباد کا ہے. تمام حضرات سے گزارش کی جاتی ہے کہ وہ اپنے زکوٰۃ صدقات اللہ سے تعاون کر کے جائیں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. birahmatika ya rahman rahim. Inshallah, there'll be a very important talk. Brothers are requested to participate.
صلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد I was going to continue regarding the list which I came with last time but since I came last time quite a few things has occurred in our community so that's the reason why I would like to change my topic slightly first of all in one family, few members, they've got 5 children. 2 of them decided to marry a new Muslim, so-called new Muslim. Unfortunately, after marriage, they changed and they've left Islam. And those two changed the other 2 children. So in other words, from the 5 children, 4 of them have left Islam. Now here I'd like to say one thing. I'm sorry I have to say it because of the mahol that we are in, especially we Gujaratis. I'm a Gujarati myself, so I can say it. Apra Gujarati mai mahol che, and we say that jumla quite a few times. Ke apro mahol to boharo. આપણા માટે એવું બધું નહીં થાય પેલી કોમમાં હોય વી સે ઇટ સો મેની ટાઈમ્સ આઈ હેવ હર્ડ ઇટ માય સેલ્ફ આપણો માહોલ તો બહુ સારો પેલી કોમમાં એવું બધું થાય સો લેટ મી ટેલ યુ ધીસ ફેમિલી ઇન વિચ 4 મેમ્બર્સ ઓફ ધ ફેમિલી હેવ બીકમ કાફિર્સ લેફ્ટ ઇસ્લામ ઇઝ અ ગુજરાતી ફેમિલી અ ગુજરાતી ફેમિલી સ્ટેઇંગ not far from the masjid and surrounded by ulama, surrounded by buzrugs, surrounded by muftis. This is the mahol we are going through at the moment. We really need to wake up before this bimari, this illness comes in our home. And it will come because we are too relaxed. We are too comfortable. We really are too comfortable. We think, nay, our mahol is not like that. Although we don't know what's creeping in our home slowly, slowly. Like I said, I made notes of what I'm going to say. I always do. And this time it's so important because since I went from here last time, for 2 days, one person has been texting me. Again, a Gujarati. I'm repeating myself. A Gujarati student. He's 20 years old. And he's been asking me a few questions regarding Islam. Again, I said, brother, why are you asking these questions? He said, I've tried asking my family members, and my mother is fed up, so now she gave me your number, and now she said, ask him. In other words, he's also on the brink of leaving Islam. And he's also in our mahol, in our community, in our area. And the questions that he asked, one of them was that why do we worship Hajar-e-Aswad? Hajar-e-Aswad, we shouldn't be worshipping. We should be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we kiss Hajar-e-Aswad, we are not worshipping Hajar-e-Aswad. We are just showing love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I have to give examples. Alhamdulillah, our Buzrugs has given examples. One is, when you kiss your child, your baby, are you worshipping your baby? No. You are just showing love for your baby. Husband and wife, they kiss each other. Are they worshipping each other? No, they're showing love. Same thing here. We're showing love by kissing Hajar-e-Aswad to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissed Hajar-e-Aswad. Otherwise, Hajar-e-Aswad holds no value. If it wasn't for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing Hajar-e-Aswad. The same ruling is for Kaaba. We don't worship the Kaaba. We follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, our Qibla was Masjid al-Aqsa. And then it was changed to the Kaaba. The reason to show us was we don't worship Aqsa. We don't worship Kaaba. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah says Aqsa, we face Aqsa. If Allah says Kaaba, we face Kaaba. Even today, if the Kaaba is removed, taken away from that place, we will still face that way. Why? Because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, again, a question he asked was, if the Kaaba is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the past, why was it destroyed? How can you destroy the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's his question. The answer is, again, the same thing. Kaaba is not a creator. Kaaba is a creation. And we even believe that before the day of Qiyamah, Kaaba will be destroyed. And who will destroy it? One person who will not even be able to walk properly. Meaning a crippled person. One crippled person. Remember that same Kaaba was saved from the army of elephants. When Allah wants to save, Allah saves. When Allah wants to destroy, Allah destroys the same Kaaba by a person who can't even walk properly. This shows everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if the Kaaba will be destroyed. Why? Because it's not creator, it's a creation. And anything that is creation will be destroyed. So again, we don't worship the Kaaba, we follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now moving on to another subject. Again, it's, for 2 days he's been asking me these questions. And I'm sure there must be someone here who has those questions. But we are shy to ask. So that's the reason I'm talking on this subject. Although as ulama, we are told not to speak on this subject. Taqdeer. It is something which is very fragile, very sensitive. And we have to be very careful how we understand taqdeer. He was trying to say that everything is destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows everything. Allah knows what I'm going to do. Then why will I have to go to Jahannam or Jannah? It doesn't make any sense. Because Allah knows what I'm going to do. We need to understand taqdeer. Taqdeer is, if someone asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu the same question, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu answered beautifully. He said, lift one leg, he lifted it. He said, lift the other leg, he said, I can't, I'll fall. He said, that's what taqdeer is. You have the power to lift one leg. You don't have the power to lift both legs. You have the power to do what you can. That is what you will be asked about. That's your power. That's your choice. That's your move. That's your action. And according to those moves and actions, you will be either get Jannat or Jahannam. So you do have that power to lift your leg. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tie your camel first and then have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do whatever you can and then leave the rest in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example I can give you regarding taqdeer is sometimes you prepare everything. You make intention, you prepare, you have your passport, you have your visa, you have everything. You head towards the airport. But on the way, something happens, you have an accident, you can't go and you have to return home. That is what taqdeer is. You tried, you prepared, you made intention, you even made the move, but you couldn't finish. Why? Because it wasn't written in your taqdeer. In the end, whatever Allah wishes will happen, that is what taqdeer is. We should do whatever we can, and we should leave the rest in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now another question he asked, he said, does that mean that Allah does not know the action that I'm going to take? It's a good question. Allah does not know the action which I'm going to take, meaning lifting one leg. Allah didn't know that I'm going to lift how high, how much. See the questions he's asking. Amazing. I was shocked myself how much he's thinking and how many doubts Shaitan is putting in his mind. And at the same time, he must be affiliated, staying in a group of kafirs. Isme koi shak nahi. Or he's listening, or he's clicking on something that is filth on the internet. There is no other reason why he's asking so many questions. Isse maloom hota hai how careful we should be with our children. What are they listening to? What are they hearing to? Who are they following? Who are they clicking onto? And who are they indulged in on that internet? It's a killer. It's killing everyone nowadays. Jo Sufi the, wo bhi ab Kufi ban gaye. Yes. Jo Hazrat kabhi music nahi sunte the, wo ab music sunna shuru kar diya. Those who never used to watch movies are now watching movies because of internet. Itni khabees cheez hai ye, if you don't watch yourself, you can indulge in haram 24 hours. And we have people in the month of Ramadan, at tahajjud time, watching porn. Yes, in the month of Ramadan, at tahajjud time, instead of watching, instead of engaged in tahajjud, instead of engaging in tilawat, they are engaged in porn. In the month of Ramadan, ye internet ki barkat. So this youngster, either he's on internet, or he's connected to some kafirs. That's why he's asking so many questions. But alhamdulillah, we have the answers. And we will have to give these answers to our youngsters. Otherwise, the youngsters are lost. And they will be lost. One example I can give you is, alhamdulillah, technology mein faide bhi hai. Technology makes us realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. Let me give you an example. On TomTom, on navigation, nowadays, when you are traveling, it tells you beforehand whether there's traffic or not. What China? Am I making myself understood or not? When you're traveling, the TomTom, the navigation, whichever you are using, tells you beforehand whether there's traffic ahead or not. Am I right or not? If a TomTom, if a navigation or that app can tell you what's going to happen, why can't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know what you are going to do? There are some apps which tells you whether there's a speed camera ahead or not. Even before you reach, you haven't reached a place yet, but it tells you there's a camera ahead. Am I right? If an app can tell you what is coming ahead, why can't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know what you are going to do ahead? Allah is Almighty. Why do we doubt in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Another example, scientists can tell you, you must have heard of meteor, shooting stars. And scientists can tell you today, after how many years so and so meteor will come again. After how many years that shooting star will come again. When scientists can tell you, after 15 years so and so meteor will come again in this world, why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know what you are going to do after 15 years? Why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that power? Now again, I give him one example. I said that in taqdeer, 100 pound is written for you. Now how are you going to gain that 100 pound? That's your choice. Whether the halal way or the haram way. Whether the halal way or the haram way. So again, he asked another question. See how dangerous it is if you have the wrong company. He asked me another question. He said, does that mean that if I take the halal one, then that's also my taqdeer? And if I take the haram one, that's also my taqdeer? Because Allah knows. Allah has made me in that way that I will take that road. So it is Allah who is doing it. I said, listen, Allah knows everything. We do believe in that. And we have that iman, we have that yaqeen, and we have to believe. But there is your choice also at the same time. Like I said, lifting one leg. Let me give you an example. If in front of a baby, a child, 4 or 5 year old, you put 100 pounds on one side, and you put some sweets on the other side, and you tell him to choose, automatically you yourself will know that the child will choose the sweet, not the 100 pound, because he doesn't have the value of that 100 pound. So you know the child is going to head for the sweet. So just like you know what the child is going to go for, in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you are going to go for. Or on the other hand, if there is a grown-up, and in front of him you put 100 pound and you put some toys in front of him, which one would he choose? You automatically know that he won't choose the toys, but he will choose the 100 pound. Why? Because that's how he is. That's how a man is, and that's how a baby is. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how you are and what your actions will be and how you will lead forward. So these things, these are some of the examples that came in my mind to explain to him. What I'm trying to say is, day and night, these things are happening in our home. If we do not look after our children, we will be losing them. There are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all over the world, all around us. It is for us to recognize that and recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned about a geese, that geese, when they navigate, they migrate for miles, depending on the season. Then they migrate using the sun and the stars. In other words, in their beak, there is something which dictates, which detects the sun and the star. And they know which way or which route to take. How amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the beak that it can detect the sun and the star. These are the signs by which we need to recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for our guidance. And that guide is the best guide. You won't get any better guide. But unfortunately, nowadays we are moving away from the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are moving towards someone else. And that's the reason why we are moving away from Islam and moving away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq, characters, is also something that we need to remember. What were the characters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Meeting someone, saying salam. When you receive something from someone, say jazakallah. Again, do we adhere to these? Are we practicing on these in our home? It's so important. Between husband and wife, there is no jazakallah wa salam. How dare you say jazakallah to your wife? It doesn't make sense, does it? Hamare Gujarati culture mein to hai nahi shayad. Sharam aave. Jazakallah wife ne kevi rite ke. It doesn't make sense. Nita tu bahiri no thai jahe. That's how we are. To say jazakallah bahiri no thai gyo. To say salam to your wife bahiri no thai gyo. This is our mahol. We are told to do salam. The first thing when you enter the home is you're supposed to do salam. But unfortunately, we can't do salam. I told one person the same thing. I said, have you ever done salam to his wife, to your wife? He said, no. I said, well, first thing you do today when you go home, do salam to your wife and say jazakallah for everything that you've done. It's been so many days now, and I've asked him so many times, and the answer is still the same. He says, sharam away. He says, sharam away. I can't. He said, I've never done it, so I can't. This is the mahol. He never said salam to his wife, so he can't say salam. And because he never said jazakallah to his wife, he can't say jazakallah. Otherwise, the wife will, it's maybe hai na, okay, if you do something and the wife thinks, aaj kahin garbad lage. There's something wrong. Why is he being so nice to me? And the husband does the same thing. Why is the wife so nice to me? There's something wrong. She wants something. That's why she's being nice. And the wife thinks the same thing. Husband kahin garbad lage. Itne bulaye vanto hai. Kahin ne kahin hai. Shuck. For being nice. For being polite. That's how mahol, unfortunately. One child started school. So on the first day, the teacher asked him, son, what's your name? So he said, Laddu. The teacher asked, what? He said, Laddu. The teacher thought, well, people do have amazing names, so maybe Laddu here. He said, son, what's your father's name? He said, Gulab Jamun. Now the teacher got angry. No, we do get angry. We are insan. Or bachchon ko padhana aasan nahi hai. Bahut mushkil hai. Bahut mushkil. Jo do ghante hum padhate hain na, hame pucho. Kya magat chawai jaye? Magat chawai jaye. Kisi ne kaha ki bhai, agar sakhti karenge to bachche jo hai na, wo they will take it. Wo kya kehte hai? He used a word in English. I don't know how to say it. Meaning mentally they will be disturbed. So I told him that if we aren't strict on them and we let them do whatever they want, then we get mentally disturbed. What about our mind? Aapne bachchon ka to socha, lekin hamara nahi socha. Hamara bhi to socho. Ki mentally ill, don't we get mentally ill? Jo harkat bachche karte hain, ajeeb hoti hai. Aur baaz bachche to is niyat se aate hain ki masti hi karte hain. Usko kaise sambhalenge hum? It's not easy. Khair, the teacher controlled himself and he said, son, what's your mother's name? So he said, Barfi. Now the teacher lost it. He lost control and he said, where do you live? He said, Halwa Box. Ab aur gussa aaya, unko pakar kar foran baap ko bulaya. The father was called. The father was told, look, this is first day, first time, first meeting, and this is how he's answering. So the father asked him, beta, why did you do such a thing? So he said, daddy, when you left me at the gate, what did you say? You said, whenever you are spoken to, then use sweet, sweet words. So maine meethe meethe alfaz istemal kiye. To kehne ka matlab ye hai ki meethe meethe alfaz istemal karna, ye bhi achhi cheez hai. It's a good thing. Mithas se baat karna, achhi tarike se baat karna, especially in your family. So many marriages are breaking up because we haven't got that sweetness. Because we haven't got that sweetness. If we had that sweetness, marriages would not break. But unfortunately, this is the reason. So anyway, I'd like to go through the masalas that we left off last time. One of them is regarding the mush. The mustache should not be overlapping the lips. If it overlaps the lips, then that's not allowed. The upper lip should be completely clean. The beard, we mentioned the beard last time, it is wajib. If you do cut your beard under one fist, then it is kabira guna, major sin. The other one is to shave unwanted hair, the pubic hair, underarms, under 40 days is also necessary. If a person doesn't after the 40 days, then he will be sinful. Yahan par, because we don't open up on these masail, people don't ask and they think, how can I ask? Lekin alhamdulillah, main to isi baatein karta rehta hun. To alhamdulillah, jab baat karte hain, to log khulte bhi hain. To ek sahab ne mujhe, khas taur par auraton ke masail mein, kisi ne mujhe pucha, pata nahi ye mashhoor kyun hai, I have no idea. Now so many women think that you can't use a razor for some reason. I don't know. You can use a razor. There's nothing wrong. You can use a razor. You can use a shaver. Lekin masala hai ke safai karna zaruri hai for 40 days. Within 40 days. If you don't within 40 days, then you will be sinful. Now, how much do you shave? Ye bhi ek masala hai. Kisi ne pucha tha ki how much do you shave? So iska tariqa hamare ustad ne behtareen bataya tha. وہ یہ کہ ہمارے استاد الحمدللہ ہمارے استاد بھی سیدھے سالے تھے open, very open. They used to explain to us everything in detail. Nothing to hide. پتہ نہیں کیوں لوگ شرم کرتے ہیں. ہمارے استاد نے بتایا کہ دیکھیں, think of this as your thingy, سمجھ گئے, or swivel it and that's how much you shave. Not the thighs. اس کو سویبل کرے, the circumference of that is how much you shaved. اتنا سمپل ہے. بعض لوگ سمجھتے ہیں کہ زیر ناف کا مطلب یہ ہوتا ہے ناف سے لے کر, from the belly button till all the way down. ایسا نہیں ہے. لیکن اگر ایک مرتبہ کریں گے تو پھر یو لاف سے ہو. بعض علماء شرماتے ہیں بولنے میں, ہم تو بے شرم ہیں, ہم تو صاف صاف بات کرتے ہیں. اگر کسی کو پوچھنا ہو تو پوچھ لیں. Anyone wants to ask anything? You've got 2 minutes. کسی کو پوچھنا ہے کچھ جی؟ اور نہیں مسئلہ نہیں ایک اور مسئلہ بیان کروں پھر میری چھٹی وہ یہ ہے کہ women are not allowed to cut their hair. یہ بھی اب اسٹائل بن گئی. Every woman is cutting their hair. حالانکہ بالکل جائز نہیں ہے. فتاوی رحمیہ میں یہ مسئلہ لکھا ہے کہ she can cut from below the buttocks. From below the buttocks, not up, below. یہ صاف لکھا ہے فتاوی رحمیہ میں. جواز ہے لیکن سورین کے نیچے سے اوپر سے نہیں. اور اس کی وجہ بھی لکھی ہے اس وجہ سے کہ اوپر سے جب کاٹیں گے تو یہ مشابہت ہوگی غیر کے ساتھ. If you cut from above the buttocks, then you will be copying those who are not Muslims. Because some of them do have such long hair. But very few of them will have below the buttocks. And that's the reason why we are told to cut from below the buttocks. Har cheez mein hame ye sikhaya. In everything we are told that we should follow the ways of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and not the ways of their enemies. Unfortunately, today we are following the ways of their enemies in everything. And that's where we are going wrong. And that is the reason why Allah's help is not with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon whatever I have said. And I've always said that if there is any masala that you don't understand, ask any ulama that you are affiliated to, connected to, and whatever they say, accept it and think of me as wrong. Jazakumullah khair wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.